Callum, not the best of games to end the season.
No. I think the game was going to threaten to be either like that or be 4-4 and box office and box-to-box, goal-to-goal, end-to-end, and it wasn't, was it? It was a really end-of-season game. Two sides, both who've fallen short of what they wanted to do come to start the season, let's be honest. But one that secured survival, which became their secondary target last week, and one that missed out on our primary target last week, and that is still very, very raw, still very sore. I said it last week and I'll say it again. I'll always come out and apologise to the supporters when we fall short, because I think their support this season has been terrific, highlighted by the numbers that were here today for what was a game with not loads on it other than 3 points. We've fallen short. The aim is to get out this division. I'll always be the one that comes and speaks to you and takes responsibility for it. I have to say things in a certain way during the season, but I'm gutted for those supporters that back the club and back the team as much as they have. But I thought today's game was very much game 46.
Moving on, how would you assess the season?
A disappointment when the aim becomes getting out this division. But I think there are some challenging realities in that, and I can talk about that. I don't think I want to today. I think I've done that to death. I assessed the season with a poor start again. So you are playing catch up. We disappointed in our opening away games. We didn't win away from home until we'd gone and beaten Southport on a Tuesday night. They are points dropped in the opening. I think that was 5 or 6 games on the road.
And that was arguably your best performance, or the best one I saw.
Potentially. I know we had a really good run. I don't think we've been the same since we went out the FA Cup. I think last year, going out the FA Cup propelled us up the division and some really positive performances. I think it took us about 30 games to win as many games as we did prior to going out the FA Cup. We just didn't quite look the same. We had a disappointing run of draws that I remember highlighting, that there's some missed opportunities here to put points on the board. Threatened to get going again in December, just before Christmas, and I don't think we've been good enough in 2024. Now, I don't just reflect on like the last 10 games of the season, because I remember the fixtures coming out and knowing that there was going to be a really difficult running. And if you look at how some of those teams have fared, some of the places we've been towards the end of the season, I get it. For me, it's the points dropped, A, at home, and B, a failure to score goals as much as we have. So I know what's required to improve the group personnel-wise. I don't think it is as simple as shapes and systems, and a lot goes against you, and we could probably talk for 10, 20, 30 minutes on how we can do things differently. Ultimately, we've fallen short, but I think the last message on that is we have to have an honest conversation about our home form under me, before me, in the division above, that I don't think we're really honest about. We've struggled here. It's got nothing to do with pitch sizes, goal nets, shapes and systems. We've struggled now for a period of time at home, and until such time as we're going to put 45 points on the board at home, we're going to find ourselves chasing points elsewhere.
Now you come on to the hardest few weeks, I think, of the year as a manager. You've got to tell certain players, I'm sorry, you won't be here next year, and then you've got to bring in replacements, haven't you?
Yeah, and I'm honest enough to admit that my recruitment, my failure to improve the group 12 months ago plays a massive part in the season that we've had. The way I'll always choose to manage, Neil, and the way I'll always speak is I won't come out and criticise players. I think that's an easy option to come and do that in the media. In no other line of work will your line manager, will your employer just come and lambast you in the press and choose to pass blame. But at the end of the season, you could be honest of the manager has that responsibility around recruitment, but the manager also can't score when the ball is bouncing around the six-yard box, can't stop you striking the crossbar in an away game in the northeast, can't prevent you from having a diving header and nod the ball over your own goalkeeper under no pressure at an away game. You take responsibility and you choose to, and I choose to not come out and criticise players. But let's be real, we've had some underperformances as the season's gone on, for spells of the season and during that duration. But I felt 12 months ago we were in a place where the focus was on retention. I spoke about it this week on another media outlet. We had a squad that finished third. You were always going to lose the goalkeeper last season, and you were going to lose the top scorer. We were in a place where our focus wanted to be to retain that core group. Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't you? Finish third with a record points tally since we'd been relegated into this league. That was some going, and that was where we were. What I don't think we've done is improve the group, and the difference particularly between the two seasons is I don't think I've been able to improve the group during the season, whereas in my first year here we had 3 or 4 loans, whether they were short term or slightly longer, that really improved the group. I don't think we did that this time around. and that has a massive impact. Whereas you look at the likes of Darlington and what they were able to do in January, and by the way, the money that cost to rip up a squad and start again, it does have a massive impact. So it is an enjoyable few weeks. We've got a good group of people in there that recognise they've fallen short this season. What do we need? Two things. I think last season we were a really dynamic outfit that were really solid. That has to be first and foremost at this level. It isn't the Premier League. You aren't trying to replicate Manchester City, Liverpool and Arsenal. You're trying to get promoted out of this division. So you have to be solid first and foremost. But last year we packed a punch. We were a threat on the counter-attack. We could play when we needed to. We could. We had pace, we had power. This year, I don't think we've done that. So we've tried to dominate games through possession, but I just think we've looked less of a threat, certainly in the home games, as game's gone on. Now, that rests with me, the responsibility. I don't need anyone to point that out. And again, I pick the team and I'm the manager. I get reminded a lot. But fundamentally, we need to recruit personnel that can do the ugly side of the game, that add height, size, but we need some...
A presence?
Yeah, it's just a word. I just think an ability to meet the demands of this league first and foremost, assert ourselves physically on the game, but need to be more dynamic going forwards. And that's personnel. That is the recruitment of personnel that will allow us to do that. So I'm really clear. Also, we have to embrace the challenge of having smaller resources than other clubs. We have to do that. I knew that when I took the job. Everyone accepts there are some barriers to success. Some of those are... on the pitch, as it were, and resource, yada, yada, yada. For me, we have to get bang for our buck. We need to make sure we've got players that are available consistently from a fitness point of view. And we need to make sure that we have a squad size that doesn't mean we're spending money for players that aren't going to get there out on the pitch. So it's really clear what needs to be done during the summer. But like you say, yeah, that isn't always the nicest of times.
Have you started to have conversations with agents, with players that you want to bring in?
Not really. I think you have to get the season done. We've got targets. That's really, really clear. And like you say, we know what's required. My first season here, and I do sort of want to make that point of this. We've been in the playoffs twice since being relegated into this division. Twice. We haven't consistently been in it. We've fallen short this year by probably two results of our own doing. I think we've deserved to fall short because of the way we've done that.
Well, the points don't lie, basically.
But the first season when I was here, there was a really clear plan across the team and the club, and we felt like we were going in a direction. Don't think we have this year. I think we've stood still, become a little bit stale, and I think that's reflected in we haven't scored in a home game for far too long. So there are targets. There's a direction to want to go in. I've felt that in some of the meetings with the club in recent weeks, that there is a direction that we want to go in. Because we have no divine right to just be in those playoff positions. But you know what? I think with what we had, we could have been this year. But when stuff's of your own doing, you get what you deserve.
Callum, thanks for talking.
Thanks.